Read out a few blossoms of the heart. There are some that you have already heard, and there will be a few which you will hear for the first time. On last Monday, while we were going to Connecticut Center, in the car, I got inspiration, so I dictated one of the blossoms of the heart. This is the inspiration in the car inspiration. Om. A spiritual teacher with his four characterless disciples. The master says to the first, "You are a characterless fellow. Am I correct?" The disciple says, "Master, you are absolutely correct." "Now, master, just because I am characterless, I have come to you to turn over a new leaf." The master says to the second, "You are a characterless fellow. Am I correct?" The disciple says, "Master, you are absolutely correct." "Master, forgive me. Right now, I am not consciously aware of my wrong action, but I am sure, even if I have not done anything wrong, blameworthy, on the strength of my oneness with the members of my family, I dare say I have done many things totally damaging. Therefore, Master, again, in all sincerity and humility, I wish to say that you are perfectly right in your assessment of my life, that I am a characterless fellow." Master says to the third one, "You are a characterless fellow. Am I correct?" The disciple says, "Master, you are absolutely correct." "Master, I beg to be excused, since it is beyond my capacity to recollect what I have done wrong, or should I say, if I have done anything wrong. In any case, I want to prove to the world that my master is always right." "How?" "Just by doing something immortal today, I shall prove that my master's statement is ever faultless." Master says to the fourth disciple, "You are a characterless fellow. Am I correct?" The disciple says, "No, master, you are absolutely wrong. Never was I characterless, nor am I now, nor shall I be in the near or distant future. I hate you because you have exposed me to the wide world. I shall from now on have to hide my face and my life, but my mouth will vehemently stand against your realization and revelation and manifestation on earth. Your embodied spirituality is my realization's only curse. Dear sir, you are absolutely wrong." Now, this is another one. The master and his four advanced disciples. The master says to the first, I am proud to tell you that you are an advanced disciple of mine. The disciple says, Master, I am so glad to hear that. That is what I longed for. The master says to the second, I am proud to tell you that you are an advanced disciple of mine. The disciple says, At long last, my aspiration, master, bears fruit. I am really happy to hear. Master says to the third, I am proud to tell you that you are an advanced disciple of mine. The disciple says, My sacrifice and your concern have made all this possible. Master, I am mightily happy. Master says to the fourth disciple, I am proud to tell you that you are an advanced disciple of mine. The disciple says, Master, I offer my heart tearful gratitude for your kindest blessingful honor. May I offer you my long sought realization, Master. Your name is infinite and eternal compassion. And my name is mortality's aspiring life and ascending breath. The master with the six disciples. This morning wrote it. The master with the six disciples. Master, are you pleased with me? Sorry, I am not. Master, why? Because your sincerity is lip deep. Master, are you pleased with me? Is another disciple. Master, are you pleased with me? Sorry, I am not. Master, why? Because you feel that the highest spirituality and the lowest animal sensuality can perfectly go together. Master, are you pleased with me? Sorry, I am not. Master, why? Because you don't see the inner world and the outer world all at once. Because you don't see the outer world through the eyes of your inner world. Master, are you pleased with me? Sorry, I am not. Master, why? You think that you have given me everything, but I want to tell you that you have given me next to nothing. You have given me 30% of your sincerity, 10% of your dedication, 40% of your concern, 50% of your aspiration, hardly 1% of your outer success, and none of your inner success. I am reading it out once again. You think that you have given me everything, but I want to tell you that you have given me next to nothing. You have given me 30% of your sincerity, 10% of your dedication, 40% of your concern, 50% of your aspiration, hardly 1% of your outer success, and none of your inner success. Master, are you pleased with me? Sorry, I am not. Master, why? You think that my mission is my mental hallucination, my self-fabrication, my self-imposition, and my self-aggrandizement. I use the terms God's mission and God's manifestation on earth just to acquire boundless name and fame for my own sake. You feel that there is a yawning gulf between me and the Supreme. You feel that there is no God in me. It is only the constant dance of ego within and without me. Master, are you pleased with me? Sorry, I am not. Master, why? You are extremely happy that although you are not of me, you are for me totally. I tell you not to cherish this false idea. Unless you have become totally of me, you can never be for me. You are extremely happy that although you are not of me, you are for me totally. I tell you not to cherish this false idea. Unless you have become totally of me, you can never be for me. Dear children, I wish to tell you that it is the human in me that is displeased with you, but not the divine. The divine in me is indivisibly one with your imperfection, limitation, bondage, and ignorance. Dear children, I wish to tell that it is the human in me that is displeased with you, but not the divine. The divine in me is indivisibly one with your imperfection, limitation, bondage, and ignorance. This one also, he has typed for me. The master with his four disciples. The master with his four disciples. Master, forgive me. I have lost all faith in you. My child, why? I thought you would give me much outer success. Sorry, I am the wrong person. Please go to some other master. Master, forgive me. I have lost all faith in you. My child, why? I thought you would bring much harmony, peace, joy, and understanding into our family. My child, I am the wrong person. Please go to some other master. Master, forgive me. I have lost all faith in you. My child, why? Master, I thought that you would give me pure aspiration. My child, in order to get pure and genuine aspiration, you have to sell yourself, body, mind, heart and soul, unconditionally to the divine in me. Master, forgive me. I have lost all faith in you. My child, why? Master, you have not given me realization. My child, I am more than eager to grant you realization. But first of all, you have to grow into the eternally climbing flame of aspiration. You have to be in my boat. Do not jump out of the boat and enter into the sea of ignorance once again. At God's chosen hour, I shall grant you the highest realization. Again, I used to tell you that it is my ever-descending divine compassion which not only expedites God's chosen hour for your self-realization, which is the very breath of God's chosen hour in you. Love me, lo, the Supreme is come. Devote yourself to me, lo, the Supreme has already come. Surrender yourself unconditionally to me, lo, the eternal Supreme is eternally yours, the eternal servant of your love, devotion, and surrender. God and I are eternal partners. God and I are eternal partners. He is my sleepless partner. He meditates on our boundless equality. I am his sleeping partner. I dream of my binding mortality. God and I are eternal partners. He is my creative partner. He creates infinity, eternity, and immortality. I am his destructive partner. I destroy my stupidity, brutality, and futility. God and I are eternal partners. He loves me because he does not want to do anything else. I love him because I am without him, helpless, useless, and lifeless. God and I are eternal partners. He is my descending and flowing compassion. I am his ascending and glowing meditation. God and I are eternal partners. Out of pure love, God tells me that he is ever knowable. Out of true sincerity, I tell God that I am ever unpardonable. God and I are eternal partners. He is my soul's only guest. I am his heart's infallible nest. Your best instrument. My Lord, who is your best instrument? Is he the one who thinks of you constantly? No, he is not. Never. Is he the one who loves you wholeheartedly? No, he is not. Never. Is he the one who devotes himself to you unceasingly? No, he is not. Never. Is he the one who surrenders himself to you unconditionally? No, he is not. Never. Who then is your best instrument, my Lord? My best instrument is he who has discovered me as the eternally perfect slave of his desires of yesterday, his aspirations of today, and his realizations of tomorrow. My best instrument is he who has discovered me as the eternally perfect slave of his desires of yesterday, his aspirations of today, and his realizations of tomorrow. He who thinks of me constantly enters into my world of adamantine will. He who loves me wholeheartedly enters into my world of transcendental peace. He who devotes himself to me unceasingly enters into my world of unfathomable ecstasy. He who surrenders himself to me unconditionally enters into my world of supreme fulfillment. But he who has discovered me as the eternally perfect slave of his desires of yesterday, of his aspirations of today, and his realizations of tomorrow, enters into my world of soul and goal, which is equally his.